So when we are sharing Krishna consciousness with others, sometimes we may hesitate to speak some points to them because we may fear what will they think about it. So is this desirable? Answer: it is essential that we understand, at least to some extent, what the effect of our speaking a particular point on others is going to be. Because sometimes some people get alienated by something which is not really important for us. In the Lilamrut, there's a description that Srila Prabhupada, I think it was somewhere in Europe, he was giving a student's class. At that time, there was a lot of influence of communism. The idea of everybody should be equal. So, Prabhupada, the devotees had arranged a huge Vyasasana. And they were sitting like a big thing and it looked like a king. And several students made a lot of noise and protested, you know. Why do you have to sit on such a big seat? So, Prabhupada said, you know, the seat is simply a symbol of honor for one who is giving knowledge. I don't need a seat. I can sit anywhere. But Prabhupada said, ultimately, we also believe in equality. But some of the students got very agitated. And the whole class was like a very noisy affair, rowdy, noisy affair. So the next time when Prabhupada was giving class, Prabhupada said, in this kind of public program, don't put such a big seat. Have a simple chair. So now, the tradition is that Vyasasana is quite elegant. We understand that it is Vyasadeva's representative sitting there. But Prabhupada was ready to adjust that, just to avoid unnecessary provocation to people. So, it's as simple as if a doctor is giving a medicine to a patient, the doctor needs to know what to expect. The purpose of the medicine is to cure the patient. But sometimes there are side effects. Sometimes there are complications, not because the medicine itself is problematic, but because the patient has a particular case history. So to know if certain things are going to have a certain effect, it is important to know that for us. And the more we can know what is the effect on people, the more we can ensure that we don't speak things that unnecessarily alienate people. So, for example, here in America, in India, traditionally we use the word he to refer to everyone. It's a common reference to humanity. Mm-hmm. But people don't like it here. Now they say he or she. You know, why don't, and even if you use he or she, they say, ask often, why do you use he first? Why not she first? So nowadays the trend is just to use the common pronoun they. So now, for some people it may not be a big issue. Some people it may be a big issue. And English is particularly messy here because English does not have a singular non-gender pronoun. They is a plural. But nowadays people are using they as singular because English doesn't have a singular gender neutral pronoun. But everyone has to be aware of this, otherwise people just feel that you are being gender biased. So it's one thing for the doctor to be aware that what is the desired effect of this particular medication and what are the possible effects. So the doctor can, if a particular patient has a particular complication, they can avoid a particular part of the medicine, a particular part of the treatment, adapt it accordingly. So like that, being aware is good. Now, what is not good is that if something is essential to tell, like the medicine is important to give, but the doctor doesn't give it just because the patient will have some pain because of it. So that means there is unavoidable pain, is essential pain, there is unavoidable essential pain, and there is avoidable pain. So, say, if I am very afraid of needles, but my blood has to be tested. And even if I feel fearful, the doctor will have to, doctor or nurse will come and they will give injection. They will inject some, you know, to take out the blood. Now that is something which cannot be avoided. But suppose it once happened that I was in hospital for many days and a lot of syringes I had been given. So like my whole, almost my arm was filled with syringe holes. So at that time, the nurse, when they came, actually they spent a lot of time trying to find a place where there was not already a hole. Because what happened there is, it'll actually cause a lot of pain. So now they have to prick the body, but if it's already been pricked somewhere, you prick again, it will cause too much pain. So there, the pricking pain is unavoidable, but the pricking at a particular location may cause too much pain, and that can be avoided. So like that, we all have to select in our, we all have to be aware that there are certain truths which we have to tell. But some people may be very proud of their bodies, and we tell them, you are not the body. You can't change that for them, isn't it? But that's fine. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be sensitive about whatever we are speaking. So there is sensitivity, and there is fidelity. Fidelity means faithfulness. So both have to be balanced properly. And it's not, again, it's not that there is a clear path that we can always chart. Sometimes we may err towards being too much sensitive to the audience, and we don't speak our points well enough. Sometimes we may err toward the side of speaking our points, but they're not sensitive to the audience. Over a period of time, we learn experience. It said that airplane, sometimes it goes this way, sometimes it goes this way. Overall, by course correction, it comes back on track. So like that, we move on. It's good to be sensitive, but it's not good to let other people's feelings alone determine our decisions. So other people's feelings should definitely be considered while we make our decisions. But letting the other people's feelings alone make our decision, alone determine our decision, that is not good. Does that answer your question? Okay.